Kelly Chase here to tell you about my friends at GFI Digital. It's tough keeping up with the evolving technology of today's business environment. GFI Digital has you covered with office equipment, managed print, network, and advanced technology services. GFI also provides IT solutions ranging from your basic help desk to being your fully outsourced IT department. Let the experts at GFI make technology simple for your business. Authorized RICO dealer, call 314-997-6300 or visit them online at GFIDigital.com.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
It's Ryan Kelly Morning After. CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM 920 AM and InsideSTL.com live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Timothy Michael McKernan, Douglas Elvin Vaughn, Charlie Marlowe with you here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Ryan Kelly is the title sponsor of this show. Buying a home, refinancing a home, Ryan Kelly's the place to go. I think my sister might buy my condominium.
No fooling.
And I've already been talking with Ryan Kelly saying, how would this whole deal work? What would we already. Spitting out numbers, quick, fast. He runs the company. He's spitting out numbers that quickly, Doug. He's at thehomeloanexpert.com. Yeah. If I'm doing business with him and you're doing business with him,
sure,
maybe we all can do business with him.
Well, I would say don't do business with him unless you'd like low rates.
Oh, okay.
If you want high rates, you know, go somewhere else. If you want lousy service, sure, check out the other guy. But if you're looking for low rates and fantastic customer service, there's only one guy to go to, and I think you know that name by now. And the name is Ryan Kelly. Whether you're buying a nice little condo in Clayton, a big house, a tar paper shack,
makes
whatever.
You think my condo is a little.
Yeah, why'd you say it?
Well, it's like
a little condo.
It's like passive aggressive,
nice,
kind of like the cat always bringing up those carports in my neighborhood.
Just a nice, sweet little condo. This is a nice place to live, that Clayton. And Ryan Kelly can show you how to make that happen. Because you're going to say, wow, Clayton, boy, that's a high rent district there. I bet this costs a lot of money.
Nice,
but it's okay
you.
If you get a mortgage with low rates. And you don't, you know, it cuts the payment way down. So Ryan Kelly is the guy you need to call. He was just named the number one mortgage lender for most loans closed in the Midwest by the Scotsman's Guide. So that'll give you an indication he's closing a lot of loans. Why is he closing a lot of loans? Because people have shopped around, they've checked out the rates, they've checked out the service, and they come to the same conclusion we've been telling them. Ryan Kelly is the number one guy. He's the guy to go to. You got to ask yourself, why you want to go anywhere else, man? Why you want to not call the number one loan originator
nice.
In the entire Midwest?
Nice.
He's the home loan expert. Let me give you the number.
Please do.
314-781-9700. 314-781-9700. And his website is thehomeloanexpert.com, Home Loan Expert LLC.
Nice.
Okay. So when's she moving into that little condo you got there?
Why do you keep saying it like that?
Well, bro. It's a sweet little condo.
I had that thing since 01, man.
Have you? Kept it rented out?
Been renting it since 08.
Huh. And now the renter's got to go because your sis is moving in.
His lease is up at the end of July. Good guy. Listener of the show, as a matter of fact.
Is that right?
Yep.
Well, where's he going to go?
He's getting a house.
Yeah, he should stop paying rent to
what?
Greedy landlords. Go to Ryan Kelly.
Slumlord.
Now you seem like you're coming
go
after
to Ryan,
me.
Slumlord. No, well, I'm just kind of pumping up the sponsor.
Oh, I got it.
Go to Ryan Kelly and he can get him into that house. Maybe more house than he thought he could afford.
Nice. Yeah, Mike.
Hello, Mike. Hello, Mike. Hello, Michael. Mike. Mike Lee. Mike Lee. Mr. Lee. Nope. He's not there, Tim.
Mr. Lee.
Mr. Lee. Was that like Mr. Fuji? He was a manager. He's a great manager, wasn't he? In WWF.
Yokozuna?
Oh, I didn't. Was he the guy who threw salt over his shoulder?
I think that's offensive.
Well, that's what they did.
Still.
Who's they?
Right.
Mr. Fuji or?
Henshin's going to text me and he'll let me know.
Oh, no.
He kind of monitors that for us. He's in charge of the Asian department.
Asian.
Man-child 79 is in charge of the African-American department.
Asian offensive language.
Right.
They just sit there waiting to, hoping to be offended. Hoping someone will say something that they can say, oh, wow, that's offensive.
Henshin was very excited about the picture the other day with the Cardinals and the Pirates, and you had Doug, is it Jung Ho Gung with a picture right there next to the final boss?
Mm-hmm.
Two great Korean players having a little chat before the ball game.
I see. And Hinchin liked that.
He did.
Are those the only Korean players in the league?
No, you have that Byung-ho Park.
With the Twins.
Twins. All right. You have, of course, Hee-sop Choi. He's still playing, I believe, for the Diamondbacks.
He can't be.
I believe he is. He's a starting catcher. Look, it's Ryan Kelly right here.
Oh, hello, Ryan.
Ryan is working with me in Mi Familia on this potential deal with me sister buying my condo.
She's going to be a first-time homebuyer.
That's right.
We're excited.
She's a young lass.
First-time homebuyers here.
There you go.
We do, obviously, we do a lot of loans. It's what we do. It's our business. And, you know, I'm always asked, hey, Ryan, you like first-time homebuyers? You like, you know, someone like me that's, you know, bought and sold several houses. And I tell you, the first-time homebuyers are great because you get the opportunity before they have any bad habits or they've been told any bad information to sit down with them and go through the whole home buying process line by line. You teach them how to what to look for when they're going through their loan documents, what to expect, and it's just it's a great thing. Love first-time homebuyers. I'll tell you this. I was looking. This weather this morning got me looking at my phone app to see what the weather is going to be like Friday. Timmy, it looks like we got sunny skies and 74 degrees.
I saw that. Oh, my word.
The free donut movement is moving, baby.
Well, it shouldn't
be. Good weather to your day. Tell you what, I got 10 people staring at me right now. We're trying to get some loans closed before 8:30 today, so I better get moving. But I really appreciate you guys jumping on. Tim, I appreciate you sending your sister over. She's a great girl. We can't wait to help her out and work with her. Ryan Kelly, I'm the home loan expert. Refinancing or buying a home, ask yourself, why would you go anywhere else?
Why would you?
TheHomeLoanExpert.com or call us directly, 314-781-9700. My company is The Home Loan Expert LLC. Boys, we'll talk to you real soon. Have a great week. We'll see you Friday.
Thank you, Ryan. There he is. Ryan will be participating in the free Dotem Open, and we'll be at Over Under on Washington Avenue. Delicious black and chicken sandwich if you want to try lunch there. Mm. Delicious lunch. Oh, we're going to be ponied up. My word. The lesbianism is supposed to be on a 1 to 10, a 6.
Supposed to be. Whoa. Like people put out forecasts for lesbianism.
Yeah.
All the rankings.
I thought I saw something last night. New weather person at KSTK. Don't know her name, but I thought she said, yeah, it'll be like a 6.
What would get it up to a 10?
Tripping.
But, I mean, doesn't it have to be triggered by some event?
Blues winning game 7.
That would get it to a 10.
Yep.
All right.
Could you imagine a big game 7 victory in Big D?
And then a Saturday or Sunday night game 1 with the Nashville Predators and Barrett Jackman. How about Laissez Predator coming back with a game time goal late and then the early goal in overtime to send it to a game 7?
I guess they came ready to play.
Nice.
If you lose, you didn't come ready to play. If you win, you came ready to play. One goal makes all the difference
in
the world.
What happens if you play really poorly early, you fall behind 2-0?
Yeah.
So technically, you didn't come ready to play.
No, you didn't.
But then you win the game in overtime on a big Victor Arvidsson goal.
It shows you have resilience.
Okay.
Buy-in and resilience.
What about effort?
You can overcome.
Effort, buy-in,
you can
and
overcome
resilience.
Adversity if you've been down.
Yeah.
In game 6 of the 2011 World Series, the Cardinals
didn't come ready to play. Showed resilience, buy-in, and effort.
Don't you think it's funny, though? We do this with all sports. Fan bases do this. They don't really, like, count the other team as if they're not good players.
Hell, they're on scholarship,
and the
too.
Best players in the world. And they act like, well, if the Blues do everything right, they should go 82-0 and go 16-0 in the playoffs. Like, the Hawks aren't good. The Stars aren't good. They don't have the best players in the world. A potential MVP-type guy in Jamie Benn. You have Patrick Kane and Taves. You have Lindy Ruff. You have a coach in Coach Q that's won 3 cups. But it's all about the Blues. If the Blues did everything, they would win everything.
I agree. It's, you're 100% right. It's just human nature. It's the same deal with the fan base in Dallas. On Saturday, you know, I have the Seamaster send over the articles from the Dallas Morning News and other articles around the NHL. But when it comes from the local perspective, if the team wins, the team won. If the team loses, they missed opportunities, didn't come ready to play. That's human nature across the board. So you try to attempt to take a step back. And last night, Kari Lehtinen was just outstanding. Now, I think the Blues really missed a lot of opportunities as well. I don't think it has to be, and nobody is saying, I would straw man it up there, that it's one or the other. But he was damn good, just like Elliott was damn good on Saturday. But at the same time, the Stars didn't necessarily fire their best shots when they had some outstanding opportunities. By the way, regarding Mr. Fuji, Brian Henschen says, add it to the lawsuit, McKernan. So this is starting to...
just because we brought that up?
This is
you brought it up.
Well, somebody said Mr. Lee.
Yes, I did. Mike Lee, Mr. Lee.
All right. And then I said, is that Mr. Fuji? And he was a great manager, and I don't think he gets enough credit.
And I ask, isn't he the one who throws rice over his shoulders?
Yeah, that's why I said that's offensive.
That's when it became offensive.
Right.
All right.
Yep.
Mr. Fuji.
I don't think he gets enough credit. I feel like Bobby the Brain Heenan does. I feel like Jimmy Hart, the Mouth of the South, does. And even Elizabeth, Miss Elizabeth, the lovely Miss Elizabeth.
How about Paul Bearer?
Yeah. But Mr. Fuji, I wonder why that is. 314-880-0808.
We'll probably get better calls on that than we do on the Blues play.
I love the passion, though. That's what the postseason is all about. Gosh, they just got to win. They got to win, Doug. That's what it comes down to. We need at least 2.5 more weeks of this stuff.
We really do, because I'm telling you, this is going to be rough doings the rest of the way. I mean, you know, I mean, unless the Cardinals surprise me, I realize other people are hopeful, and I understand, and they'll probably be in the wild card mix no matter what anyway. But you know, as much as I love Missouri football, assuming there aren't protests going on, you know, I'm not real bullish on the Tigers going to Morgantown and Baton Rouge and Gainesville and hosting Georgia. You know, it might be a little rough this year. Missouri basketball, I believe, is taking a couple years off.
Mm-hmm. Do they have enough players for a starting five? Are they going to be like Hoosiers? Know. My team's on the floor. Coach, you have 4 walk-ons out there. They're on the floor.
Well, they got like 30,000 students at the school. I would think you could find 5.
Doug, our baseball team's 500. We lost our football team.
Yep.
Mizzou, every sport protest. The Blues,
softball,
we need them.
Up
when your softball team starts to become headline news, no offense, I'll get killed for this, but come on.
The softball team is upset. Among the reasons they're upset is they have no say in who the head coach is. They were told that by the athletic director. You guys don't have a say in who the... And that has upset them. What? We should be the ones picking the coach. Oh, really?
Wait, us, the players, who are here for usually 2 or 3 or 4 years, we should pick the coach who will be here potentially for a couple of decades.
Right.
Guys, it's the entitlement generation.
That's exactly what it is.
Mr. Fuji's name is Harry Fujiwana, and he now works at a movie theater in Knoxville, Tennessee. I'm serious.
He's not throwing a lot of rice around there, I bet. So they actually took his real name and just chopped it down a little bit.
The chop thing might be intentional.
That was also offensive?
I'm just being careful here.
Okay.
Charlie, Missouri girls basketball is good. The softball rated in the top 10, and they're sending wrestlers to the Olympics.
Yes, I get that. Yep. Thanks.
How many posts on Tiger Board does he have?
That's a very popular sport around here. It's college wrestling.
What about women's college
softball?
Can't
seem to get enough of it.
I feel so bad when I see like Dave Matter sending out 30 tweets about it. And you know he doesn't want to.
I feel bad for all those Mizzou reporters. Like about every 2
God
months, there's something odd off the field or off the court, something odd socially going on with Mizzou, like every 2 months for the last 3 years.
The women's softball team's good, though. Just protesting. Kelly Chase is going to be with us, brought to you by GFI Digital. That is at 9 o'clock. One of the guests I've enjoyed having on most over the course of the Stanley Cup playoffs is this upcoming guest on the Appliances Discounter phone lines, and that is Brian Lawton. He's a former player and GM. And currently an NHL Network analyst, and he is brought to you by the National Blues Museum that is located at 615 Washington Avenue. They have live music on Saturdays. You can check it out for yourself at nationalbluesmuseum.org. Brian is with us on the Appliance Discounter phone lines talking Blues and Stars. Brian, good morning.
Tim, Doug, Charlie, I think I should say bad morning, but I'll say good morning.
Yeah, no, we are, we and our audience, my God, we opened up the phone lines for the first hour of the show. And understandably, fans after the win in Dallas on Saturday were really hopeful. And I think to an extent expecting the Blues to be able to close that series out last night and to fall behind 3-0 really took the wind out of the sails. And that carries over this morning. When you watched that last night, Brian, what stood out to you regarding the Stars 3-2 victory?
The biggest thing that stood out to me, you know, in preparation for Game 7, certainly, would be that the St. Louis Blues didn't win. You had some really unusual things happen. That was probably the worst start for Elliott of any game in any of these playoffs. And sometimes the game just doesn't let you be good. That was the case for the first 17 minutes, and then the Blues got it going.
Do you think Elliott played poorly? Did they yank him out just to get something going, or were some of those goals his fault?
I don't think he played poorly when you go back and really analyze each goal. I wasn't crazy about the first shot. Other than that, Fiddler's, Spetz's goals, those are pretty good goals. Those things are going to happen, and even the first goal was a good shot. Something just didn't look right for me off the cuff. Those things happen. Now we're going to find out about Ken Hitchcock's leadership, and we're going to find out where this team is at, like we did last round.
And, Brian, a lot of callers, the fan base, people are criticizing Jay Bouwmeester. And want your unbiased expert opinion here. Obviously, Jay Bouwmeester falls down yesterday on that Spezza goal. It was an obvious blunder. He had a giveaway in that Hawks series that was bad. I can't remember exactly the play, but I remember seeing it there. But then overall, he's a +4 for the postseason. We know he's playing with Pietrangelo, who seems to just be playing perfect this whole playoffs. When you watch Jay Bouwmeester, is he getting too much criticism from the fan base, or do you think there's some merit there? He's playing 25 minutes a game over the playoffs.
Way too much criticism from the fan base. I love Jay Bouwmeester. The biggest problem for Jay is that throughout his career, he was cast as this leader, you know, top defenseman, number one defenseman on a team. I don't think he's ever really had the personality to drive that role home. But I think he's a tremendous player. He's a tremendous top four defenseman. He's been a great fit with Alex. And, boy, I can't think of a team in this postseason that wouldn't want this guy on their team. He's just a valuable guy. He's just not your number one and really in some ways not even your number two. But he's an incredibly valuable player. And the fact that he fell down is not the reason why the St. Louis Blues lost that game.
Yeah, but we have to have a scapegoat somewhere. And,
exactly.
And when you lose, it's never because the other team was better. It's because your team blew it.
Right, right. Well, hey, look, we're going to find out in a Game 7. You know, the narrative at times on the coach is that he gets, well, first of all, you can want to win so badly that it affects your performance. And that happens for players and coaches. I think it's really important for the Blues and really important for the coach to set the tone as they go into the game seven as to how they're going to approach it.
And how can Ken Hitchcock do that effectively, in your opinion, Brian?
For me, the most effective way he can do it is to really be more relaxed, be more calm, be more in control, have some balance, that it's a hockey game. The good news is if the St. Louis Blues come out and play their best and the Dallas Stars play their best, the St. Louis Blues will win. I truly believe that. And I would have no problem saying that to the group before the game. However, if the Blues don't come out and they're not on top of their game and the Stars are, they're going to lose. So ultimately, it's up to the players. And it's up to them not only to believe in each one of themselves individually, but they need to believe in the group, and you need to trust in the guy next to you, and you really need to focus on just doing your job, get more granular.
Hitchcock.
And have fun.
I'm sorry.
These guys have earned the right to be here. They've got a tremendous team. They should win this game, but you can't want it so bad that we see these individual plays, things that are not.
Oh, did we lose him?
No, I think Brian, you there?
I'm still here, guys.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think we had a brief disconnection there. Doug, you were about to ask something.
Yeah, Ken Hitchcock would not say after last night's game who the goaltender will be in Game 7. What do you think he'll do?
I think he'll play Brian Elliott. I think Jake Allen acquitted himself very nicely coming in last night. you know, I think the team played much better as well from that point forward. It was a bit of a jolt. I think the guys woke up. They obviously tilted the ice pretty much from that point forward. You know, one of the things I think that the Blues should be working on, just, you know, the amount of shots that missed the last, that missed the net last night was probably one item that really stuck out for me for the Blues. You know, they need to just get back to forgetting about trying to make the perfect shot. Leave that to Tarasenko. He can do it. He can do it consistently. But the rest of the players really should just focus on getting pucks on net. And whatever you do, don't blow them wide. Give your teammates, because they're such a good net front presence team, give your teammates a chance for those rebounds. I think they'll have more success that way. And then the final thing I would point out to the group is, hey, Kari Lehtinen played really well for the Dallas Stars. Keep the pressure on them. Challenge them to do it again. I like the Blues' chances. That's all I could say.
And, Brian, we were joking earlier about how fan bases in the particular city you're in, you never give the other team credit. It's always about what you did or didn't do. Then you look at the Stars, and it's really impressive. Obviously, they had the great regular season, but what they're doing in this playoff series without the fact that, that Sagan hasn't played at all, and then Eves, you know, plays game one and comes back last night. But they're playing, obviously, right there with the Blues without all of their top guys.
They are. You know what's really amazing to me, guys, is when you look at their top six forwards last night that they played, and no disrespect to Patrick Sharp, he was out for a little bit after a high stick, but their top six guys were all under 26. You know, and the guy that really stood out for me was Radek Foxa. That was by far his best game of the playoffs. But the theme is that Lindy Ruff, against a very, very veteran team in the St. Louis Blues, went completely young, and it was really an intriguing matchup as I watched it unfold. I felt like the Blues were a bit unlucky not to get it done in the end, but you really have to credit Lindy Ruff for a bold move. He used his young guys, and he went with them, and they were awesome.
I'm sure the Blues would love to see Tarasenko step up here in Game 7. He's been a little bit quiet in the last couple games. He's only had six shots on goal in the last three games combined. What is Dallas doing to keep him under check?
I think they're using individual players at times to really stay on top of him. And at times, you see Jamie Benn. You see Fox's line against him. I just think that they have done an excellent job of being aware. I think that one of the boxes Ken Hitchcock is going to have to check is how do we get him more involved early in this Game 7, because he can be a difference maker. I don't get the feeling that that's the natural tendency for the coaching staff to want to get him involved earlier, that there's a little more confidence in, you know, some of the other guys. But I think it's critical that they do get him involved.
And Brian,
early.
Sorry, we've joked all postseason, really all season, about the whole two-goal lead in hockey, how it's the most dangerous lead in hockey and all that. And it kind of reminds me of in football when a team gets up 21, 28 points and they go into the prevent defense and people joke that it prevents winning and the other team always comes back and scores a couple touchdowns. It seems like that's always the case in hockey too. And I know the other team's going to give a push, but the teams, when they go up two goals and then three goals sometimes, they seem to go to a more conservative, non-attacking approach that never win, that never seems to be successful. What, do you agree with that?
I do. I tweeted last night, and I was joking, the most dangerous lead in hockey is any lead the Dallas Stars have. And that was, you know, very apparent in the Minnesota Wild series when they blew a number of leads, including a 4-0 one in the third period. But ultimately, the one thing that Dallas was able to do consistently when they were attempting to implore their prevent defense is they were just getting pucks out really quickly. And the Blues are going to have to find a way to change that to bring their A game. But they consistently were flipping pucks into the neutral zone, turning pucks back up the ice quickly, and really just playing ping pong for a long stretch. If you think about how long they held on, that's really hard to do in a National Hockey League. And they did it well. Their D were mobile. They were back to pucks quickly. And they were just playing ping pong.
Brian Lawton, National Blues Museum guest today here on the Stanley Cup Playoffs Blues Stars Game 7 tomorrow after the 3-2 loss here in St. Louis. Brian, we appreciate the time as always. Thanks so much.
My pleasure, guys.
Take it easy.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks.
Brian Lawton with us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Really, Doug, you think you want to see Vladdy get involved more? That's insight. Stick to thinking Matt Adams is good. That comes from the troll.
I didn't say I want him more involved. I'm saying Dallas has shut him down pretty well here the last couple games. He hadn't been much of a factor, really.
Is it his ice time?
I don't think so. He didn't have a single shot on goal in that win Saturday. Not one.
Hold him accountable.
Well,
should he be traded?
I think they're doing something to kind of.
Should we ship him out?
No.
314-880-0808. Let's get the pulse of the fan base. 314-880-0808. Guys, I went too hard at the wheelhouse last night. Hashtag late. It comes from the white collar gangster. Doug, he is the gentleman lover of Townie.
Mm-hmm.
Townie had a girl's night out, and she wanted to have it with Janie the lesbian.
But
Janie the lesbian had to Minneapolis, St. Paul, but she's heading to St. Louis this weekend.
Okay, she missed the girls' night out, didn't she?
For a very scissoring Saturday.
Well, I don't know that it is. That Tawny's a sweet girl, though. I hope this guy treats her well.
So you're kind of questioning the white-collar gangster?
Yeah, he's written in some things that have been kind of nasty. You know?
I think they're a cute couple.
Well, I don't know about him. I mean, she couldn't be any nicer.
He's a very nice guy. He has very nice comments towards me on the social medias.
Is that right? Well, he's written some stuff in here that's curl your toes.
Guys, I am Juan from the Sleepy Corp today. Sing me a song.
Why so sleepy? I mean, this game is over at a reasonable time. This was an early start. Shouldn't be that sleepy. It's not like, hey, we lost. Let's go out and get hammered. It's Monday night, sure.
The joke last night, Doug, was maybe the Blues thought this was an 8:30 start.
And you laugh to try to encourage other people to laugh and know that you were kidding?
They played so poorly in the first period, it's like they thought the game started at 8 instead of 7.
Nice take.
Plowshark, your thoughts as A, the Blues lose, and B, your Sharks are pushed to a 7th game.
I got
to
give the Predator credit at the beginning of that series. I didn't give them a chance in hell, but they're a feisty bunch.
Nice.
On the Blues side of things, I was a little disappointed with the start. It wasn't Elliot, though, and I hate the people at the St. Louis Blues Lounge is a fun Facebook fan page to follow. It is really enjoyable. I absolutely love it more than the fan page, even.
Oh, my God. Doug, can you imagine?
They don't spell Elliot's name right in anything. And second, they were throwing him under the bus for a couple goals that were really not his fault. And you want to bring up the Brower breakaway that he missed, and that were the miscues. There was an Upshaw one as well. He had a breakaway and decided to stop and tried to just pass it back in an instant turnover. So I think more so Upshaw played a pretty disappointing game. That's it.
Oh. He's been pretty good.
You want Upshaw to sit next game, you're saying?
Oh, no. I think he's fantastic for the role he has on the fourth line, but I'm just saying that was another opportunity missed, maybe making an extra pass. I thought we did that a lot in last night's game.
Yeah, sometimes they're just too unselfish, I think. They're always looking for that perfect pass to lead to the shot with an empty goal or something.
Now, hold on a second, though. With all due respect, Doug, because you know I love you, but we've all been talking about the fact that didn't they put 74 shots and it ended up being 37-14? They outshoot Dallas. So,
yes, it is.
So we say they pass too much, but they put 74 shots out there.
I agree, but that's not really a fair argument. You've watched the last 6 minutes of that game. There were way too many sloppy passes when they could have put it on net. Because that's the style of play we've won playoff games this year is rebounds by Backes and Brower putting shots on net. I realized they were blocking the shots. But those last 6 minutes, there were way too many passes. Way too many.
Now, when you say we, is that because you're a member of the organization?
My apologies. I do that all the time. The Blues.
I like it.
Well, you're a passionate fan, Plowshark.
Absolutely.
I'm just messing with you.
You're a passionate fan.
Look at him. He's got a Cardinals hoodie. He's got a Cardinals hat. This guy, he bleeds Cardinal red and Blues blue.
Usually it's Packer regalia. Mm.
Well, we don't have a football team.
Somebody got some freebies, didn't you?
Guys, Townie and the White Collar Gangster at Wheelhouse Saturday, great people, Doug. So why don't you shove it? Thanks, Ray King.
Yeah, I know she is. I question him. Because he's written some very naughty things in here, Tim. He's been suspended. I've got the log
here
to prove it.
He's just flirting with you.
I don't think he is.
Bud Light, the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. America, they say we're a nation divided. They say we disagree on everything. But they're wrong. We agree on a lot, like liberty, justice, three-day weekends, burritos, sliding on hardwood floors and socks, cat videos and beer. Nothing brings America together like Bud Light. That's why we formed the Bud Light Party. Doug, we are the fake political party. You like that, party?
Yeah, that's good.
America needs right now a party proudly stuck in the present where all men and all women should be treated fairly, paid equally, and live happily. A party for everyone, because no matter where we all stand on the issues, we all sit on bar stools. America's seen the light, and there's a bud in front of it. Bud Light.
Well, there you go again.
You brought Ronald Reagan in.
Yeah, well, if you're going to do Kennedy, that's my Reagan. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Nice.
That's my only presidential impression, Chuck. Well, there you go again. That's all I got. I'm working on Tony La Russa. Buh, tied for first.
Nice.
Buh, like the manage against you. Buh,
buh,
men not machines.
Men not machines.
Buh, tied for first.
Can I talk about some lesbian stuff that happened in Section 314, Row R last night?
Oh, Adam's on. Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I was just working on my La Russa impersonation, that's all.
Oh, good shtick.
Buh.
Anyway.
Like the manage against you.
I'm sitting in my seat and I'm yelling out free dotum to see if anybody in the area has like-minded ideas.
Don't say like-minded. Do not say like-minded.
Two people turn around, ask me who I am. I tell them who I am. They take pictures with me. We get going in the game, and there's Sean and there's Dave. Sean's girlfriend is going to make out with a 21-year-old girl that's drinking vodka out of a shampoo bottle.
What classy people you're hanging with.
And then,
why would they ask you who you are?
Why would
a stranger ask you who you are?
Listen, they're only going to make out if they tie the game, and we're freaking out. Because Tim, seriously, the temperature was right. If they tied it and then it went to overtime and they won, there would be hardcore tribbing.
Yep. I agree with that.
It was insane. Anyway, they didn't tie it, obviously, but they did still kiss.
Wow.
So, yeah.
And were these two lasses hot?
Sean's a loyal listener. It was his girlfriend that made out. Well, they didn't make out, but they kissed on the lips, just a little peck. The same kind of peck you do when you finish after when you and Doug are finished.
Okay,
little kiss.
All right, knock it off.
We usually nuzzle.
People wanted to take pictures of me.
Why? How would they know who you are?
They asked me. They asked me if I was caller Adam, and I said, "Yeah."
Why would that even come up? 20,000 people in the building, and they say, "Oh boy, you must be caller Adam." How would they know that?
I don't know, because the second game against Chicago, I'm walking with my whore wife, and somebody stops me and says, "You're caller Adam," and she freaked out.
How would they know? This is my question.
I know, right?
Well, you're not answering the question.
Okay, go back to your stupid Tony La Russa thing, because that's relevant.
Like the man is against you.
Screw you. Screw you.
Died for first.
Yeah, good. Well, I'm going to go back to work, and you can go back to doing 4 minutes of live sports casting.
Men, not machines.
He's still doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Doug, there's Bye. Adam. He just
I don't
Speeders.
Believe a word he says.
It is odd to me. I would have liked to have a few more follow-ups, but you two were so sideways.
Mm-hmm.
That if somebody stands up and yells free dotum amongst 19,000-plus, that somebody would hear it and go, "Oh, are you caller Adam?"
Sure, absolutely. He's such a star.
He does have a distinctive voice, though. Don't you think?
Well, an obnoxious voice, yeah.
Let me tell you something, Tim.
Yeah.
The other day, it was game four.
Wow.
Thursday, Doug and I are at the game, just,
tripping around.
Breaking that game down like no other, just flat-out reporting journalism. And after the first period, Doug says, "Let's go take a walk around the concourse. Just to kind of mix it up."
I just like to stretch my legs every
right.
now and then. I like
so we walked around the concourse, and you'd think that I was walking with George Clooney.
Wow.
I'm talking.
Oh, what was going on, Charlie? Tell us about it.
How many people either yelled out your name, yelled free dotum? I think one guy slapped your butt, right?
Is he cute?
I didn't see him.
But that happened, I would say, every 30 feet.
Oh,
one person either said,
some
love
I knew.
The show,
some were people that I knew.
Doug, oh, or Free Dotum.
From where?
K-Wood.
Yeah, there was some of that.
Yeah. Pioneer Proud. Yeah. Guys, I saw them walking around. They were holding hands. That's from the
6-1. Weren't. I like to walk around there and see who I see. I always run into some people I know.
Yeah, somebody made fun of me for wearing what they called topsiders with a suit.
Very old money of you.
But it was a gray suit. And they were gray Cole Haans. They weren't Sperry topsiders.
Yeah. Well, you only have to please yourself, Chuck.
I agree. Plus, nobody sees your shoes.
That's right.
Guys, I saw them both, and they were both in their stupid suits. That's from the 618. What's wrong with wearing suits? That's their job.
I wasn't in a suit. I was in a sport coat. What are we supposed to wear?
Doug almost always wears...
You can't
wears
please these folks.
Maybe like a pink teddy?
Doug's uniform is usually a nice pant slack, a nice khaki pant slack, with usually a light blue or sometimes navy blue blazer.
Usually, yeah.
Doug, this is Dave. He says he was with caller Adam at the game.
Hello, Dave. Hello, Davey. Hello,
hi,
Dave.
Hi, Doug.
Yes, Dave.
Caller Adam is my favorite by start off with. But last night, I heard Free Dotum. And you don't hear that very often. And then I said, who are you? You call into the show. He said, I'm caller Adam. I said, you're my favorite. And Doug's right down there in the first rows. And he said that he was going to go find you, but you weren't there.
Well, that's not where I was.
Caller Adam was there, and girls were kissing, and he is my favorite. So I just thought I'd let you know.
Well, wonderful. Why was your girlfriend drinking vodka out of a shampoo?
Not my girlfriend. That was Sean's girlfriend. Oh. I'm Dave. I was the one sitting next to caller Adam. I was hugging Adam all night.
Why were you hugging this gentleman?
We were so excited about trimming that was going on. We were talking about Doug and Tim and the lemming that was there. Was lemmings all around?
So it should be, Doug. Well, I'm on my couch. Mm.
Where were you sitting? The Hoosiers.
314, last row in the house, standing up all game.
Stood up. All right. Well, at least you're in the building.
Well, I just want to let you guys behind know. Adam was
what's bad. Happening behind you? Paint us a little picture.
I'm at work painting.
You're painting? What are you painting?
Yeah, I'm a painter.
Good. What are you painting?
Windows.
That's
inside,
that's hard.
Inside, not outside.
Yeah, that's
not,
yeah,
I need some paint done at my house. Would you be interested
in
the gig?
You know, I was always going to offer my services, but not for painting. But, yeah, if you need painting.
Yeah, I do. I really do.
All right. Well.
Can you email me for the reels?
I don't computer.
I don't.
You don't use a computer?
God, no. I'm a painter.
But you have to have a computer for email and
like
certain
that.
Things, don't you?
I don't email either.
You don't even have
I
a computer?
I play Oregon Trail on the computer.
Ooh, I like that one.
Huh.
You know, a little green screen.
Yeah, no, it's a good stuff.
You don't ever surf the internet or
oh, just Pornhub. Tim got me on that.
Heaven's
yeah,
sakes.
That's not bad. Boy, keep an eye on that Lana Rhodes. She is good.
God, well, you guys good. Have a good day. Thanks.
Okay, sorry to bug you. All right, Dave.
See ya.
Well, I'd love to hire him, but he doesn't computer.
He'll call you.
No. That's usually what a really old person might say. I don't computer. You understand that if you didn't grow up with it. If you never really had a use for it until you turned 80 years old. It's another thing to be 30-something and say, I don't computer. That's odd. I'm not sure I've heard that.
Kelly Chase has texted me and asked if he could come on at 8:45. Would that be all right, the Seamaster? Why don't we take a break? Should I take a break? Come back with Chase? Is that good? Is that good planning? All right, there it is. This
it
thing's
really
such
matter?
A... I don't know. I have no idea, because I like to go matter. Along with Chase sometimes. If he's all fired up, if he's in a bad mood, I'll pick it up, and I'll go, okay, we'll do 5 minutes and let him go. No. I don't know where he is. If he's fired up, people love hearing from Chase. The Mike Shannon of Blues hockey.
Sure he is.
He was so fired up. Everybody was so fired up last time. So I feel badly for the fan base. I feel badly for guys like Chase, so passionate about the team, even though I haven't played for him 15 years.
And also, we need to make time because I have some hot takes on Steven Strasburg signing the extension and also Steph Curry.
Mm.
How about Steph Curry balling out last night in Rip City in overtime? 15 in overtime. Mm. Sean Livingston gets double teed up. And there's Steph. Hasn't played at all.
Is that Jim Rome you're doing?
Incredible. Phenomenal. Mm. Outstanding. Ridiculous.
Well, those are hot takes.
Kelly Chase next.
Scorching.